This is Ozarks at Large. The Springdale School District is going to be able to put plan into action after receiving word yesterday the district had earned a nearly $26 million grant. Springdale is one of five districts in the nation to receive a portion of the $120 million Race to the Top grant, a prize the school applied for last year, too, when the district finished as a finalist. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked to Rick Schaefer, the communications director for the district, just hours after the United States Department of Education had informed district officials of the award, when the news was still settling in.
I mean, to receive a grant like this is it's just downright overwhelming.
I know that you almost $26 million in this grant. When and how did the school district find out that they had been one of the schools selected?
Found out this morning around 10:30, and they made it public with an announcement at 1:30 today out of the United States Department of Education. This is the second year for the Race to the Top grants, and Springdale was among the finalists last year, made the first cut, didn't make the second cut. And so this is the first time a district from the state of Arkansas has actually received this grant. And it's a four-year grant. This is a five-year program, so the recipients from last year had 5 years to utilize the funds, and Springdale will have four, and is one of five districts in the entire country to get this. So, again, it's just overwhelming. And what it does is it allows you to, you know, every district has vision, and then you also have a budget. And so you can't always reach your total vision with your budget. This extra funding will allow the District of Springdale to do some things that we've been thinking about for years, and now we'll be actually able to put it into practice.
How does the process work to apply for the Race for the Top grant? What do you have to submit and do?
It's an extensive procedure, a lot of paperwork to apply. And Dr. Marcia Jones, who is one of our assistant superintendents, or associate superintendents, she's been here for many, many years. She spearheaded this entire process, but everybody's got to be involved. Mayor Doug Sprouse, the city of Springdale, they've got to sign that they'll be a partner. Your Chamber of Commerce has to say the business community is going to be involved. So Perry Webb, the Springdale Chamber of Commerce chair, he was right there with us all the way, too. You've got to have partnerships from within your district. You've got to have your teachers ready to go along. You've got to have parents ready to go along. That's a big part of this grant is parent involvement. So there are a lot of people involved. It's an extensive procedure, but boy, when you get that notification, it makes it all worthwhile.
This is the sort of thing that works K through 12, right?
Yes, K through 12. And of course, Springdale is the second largest district in the state of Arkansas. We have slightly more than 21,000 students when you count our pre-K kids. And so this is a grant that's going to impact a lot of lives.
You mentioned that there is vision and there is budget. I know, as you and I are talking, it's just been hours since you've notified, but what is the process now to see what part of vision can be implemented?
Well, they specifically, when you ask for the money in the grant, you do talk about how you're going to use it. And so the plan is in place, and now it's a matter of the dollars come in and you execute that plan. One of the plans that the Springdale School District has is for a school of innovation. That'll be for kids 9th grade through 12th. We may be able to start it as soon as next year. And that means they're taking classes kind of at their own pace. There'll be obviously instruction in the classroom. There can be internet instruction. It's just kind of a neat concept that, again, business leaders in our community have really helped us design this as well. There are programs for parental involvement where we can get more parents involved, particularly when you think of Springdale, our district. And I know in Northwest Arkansas, the prosperity hides some of the economic difficulties, but about 66% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. And sometimes, you know, you need really innovative ways to get some of those parents who are working and doing the hardest, doing everything they can to keep their kids, their families afloat, get them involved in the educational process. So that's involved here as well. One-on-one technology. You know, no matter what your budget is, it's pretty hard to afford technology for every student in your district. This grant will allow us to have one-on-one technology with every student in our district. So those are a few of the things, but they're very exciting for us.
it's impossible to measure, but what this could mean for a school district and a community years out.
You know, that is a great, great point, and that's what this is all about. And, you know, certainly we can agree or disagree with the political stances of our national leaders or even those in education, but the bottom line that education promotes is the future of the communities. And you make a very good point. There's no telling what this can mean to the city of Springdale and all of Northwest Arkansas in the next 5 to 15 years when your kids have even a higher educational opportunity, because Springdale's always been known for excellent education. But now you go to even a higher level. You're training kids. The whole idea of Common Core is to be college and or career ready or both. And so you're accelerating that process with the community, with our business community involved. Our School of Innovation will not only award a high school degree, but also an associate's degree, which means they're going to be trained in a field to help them be ready to go right into the professional field if they wish, or take them into a college at an advanced level. So there are just all kinds of implications for our future that this has meaning in, and we're very, very excited about what it means to Springdale and really all of Northwest Arkansas.
And of course, along with this honor and this money comes that sense of responsibility that this is, you know, a sizable amount, and now the work begins, right?
The results certainly need to be there, and we're very aware of that. And I think that having experienced staff, Dr. Jim Rollins has been superintendent for 30, this is his 32nd year. I mentioned Marcia Jones. She's been here for 20-something years. You've got an experienced staff, and you also have a young, energetic staff as administrators. Our new assistant superintendent for technology, Clay Hendricks, is a young guy and has superintendent experience. We've got a faculty, many experienced, a lot of young energy. And so, yeah, I think everybody's ready to get on board. But the results eventually are what are going to count, and obviously we're going to work very hard to make sure the results are absolutely outstanding.
And I don't know off the top of my head, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, what the school district's budget is, but put into perspective what nearly $26 million over 4 years, what that means as opposed to the normal sort of budget life.
Our overall budget is somewhere around $130 million per year. That sounds like a lot, but you know, a lot of that, obviously, with 21,000 students, we have 2,500 employees, 1,500 and some of those are certified. That means they're teachers, principals, administrators, and so you know, that takes up a large amount of our budget. We've done a lot of construction in Springdale. We've built 13 schools over the last 12 years. That's because the growth has just been astonishing. And so you still have some debt retirement there. I wish I could say every school's paid for. They're not. But we have a plan, obviously, and a debt plan. So that's part of your budget as well. So to when you start thinking about other projects you'd like to take on, you know, well, with the money that you have available, sometimes you can't do all those things. And that's why when you say $25 million, and again, it's going to be spread out over a period of time, but nonetheless, that is a huge investment into programs that otherwise we might not be able to do.
And finally, some of these things that you now will be able to do, perhaps in 5 or 6 years, other school districts nearby will be looking at, and they can ask for advice what worked and what didn't.
That's another great point, Kyle, because frankly, we were going to try and do this whether we got the grant or not. You have to look for other forms of revenue to do that, whether you're looking for private sources or from whatever sources you can get them from, donations, technology donations. But this plan, we were ready to go whether we got the grant or not. Obviously, this makes it makes it a lot easier to get done, and it accelerates the process. It's not something that we have to say, okay, we're going to do this year, maybe we'll get to that next year. Well, instead, the process is accelerated. But you're right, Springdale's not a selfish district. Whatever we're able to do, if it leads to higher achievement, which we believe we will, then we want to share that with everybody in the state of Arkansas and really anybody in the country. One of the things Jim Rollins enjoyed today, our superintendent, is on the conference call with the four other superintendents. There are only five districts in the entire United States that got these grants. And one of the things he talked to them about was cooperative efforts talking with each other about what worked in your district, what maybe didn't work as well as you thought it would, and so we can help each other and therefore take what we've learned and share it with other districts.
Well, once again, congratulations, Rick, and thank you so much for your time.
You bet, Kyle. Thank you.
Rick Schaefer is the communications director for the Springdale Public School District. He talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums yesterday after the district was awarded a $25.88 million grant from the United States Department of Education.